So I was, oh my God, I was 16 the first time I tried anal. I don't know if that's a common thing in the black community, or maybe that was like my Mexican side coming through, but I definitely know that black women are not participating in anal at the same rate as non-black women. More specifically, white and Hispanic women. Because they giving up their booty holes. Like, they are doing it in the butt. They are having butt sex. Black women, not so much. Like, I feel like every time I talk about anal and it's around black women, because black women are, you know, those are my friends. All my friends are black women. Every time I say something about anal, they be like, oh, hell no. Always the response. I was at a game night one time, and it's like hella women there, right? And one of the game cards was like, point to the person that you think does anal. But y'all believe them motherfuckers pointed at me? Now, they not wrong, but why the fuck y'all pointing at me? It was other black women there, and all of them was like, no, I'm not doing that. Mind you, these is women with like big booties. Now, I don't know if it's the big booty bitches that's afraid of anal, and then it's the motherfuckers like me that got little butts. They be like, nah, just you can put it in my ass or what. But I'm not even someone that would say, like, I do this enough to be like, nah, I'll be fucking in the ass. Like, no, I don't be fucking in the ass. I'm just not afraid of getting fucked in the ass. That's the difference. Like, you know how like you do something because it's like, okay, special occasion. Like I dabble in butt play. Like I dabble when it comes to getting fucked in the ass. I dabble in butt sex. I don't be doing this shit regularly. However, I think that I'm going to start doing it more. Because I've also heard about how amazing an anal orgasm can be. There are multiple types of orgasms. Unfortunately, a lot of women don't experience fucking vaginal orgasm. Just they go their whole lives without experiencing that. But some people, some women are more likely to experience a clitoral orgasm. But if you haven't caught on by now, this episode is about butt sex because we need an updated butt sex episode. So that is what we're getting into today.
It's your freak hostess, Jody, and you're tuned into Provocative.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I will marry a nigga off some dick because everything else we can work on.
Then I have sporadic periods of excessive masturbation. I really like how that just sounded.
If I fuck you once and it's good, I'm gonna keep fucking you. Cause I didn't start sucking dick until college.
Blew in that man's butthole. That shit is wicked. That shit is.
Okay, so today's vocabulary word of the day is horogen. Horogen is a noun. The definition of horogen is the point or place where your wholedom begins, arises, or is derived. A person's whole social background or ancestry. Your whole ancestry, right? So, used in a sentence, I like to know where your wholeness all began. What's your origin? Like, what's your origin story, right? So, that is the vocabulary word for today. Now, we're going to get into the main topic, which again is butt sex. So, told y'all, my anal origin story started at the age of 16. That was the first time I had butt sex. Now, I would later not have butt sex until I was like maybe 24. So almost like that's damn near a decade later. Like it's a significant amount of time. So clearly I'm not someone who's doing anal. So had butt sex with, at the time, boyfriend, 16. Have butt sex later, 28, with that particular guy. have butt sex again maybe 2 years later. 2 or 3 years later, maybe around 2, 3, 4, maybe 2 to 4 years later, have butt sex again. I'm not having a pleasurable experience any of these times I'm trying butt sex, but I did it 3 times and I was like, you know what? I don't know. Like, maybe it's not for me. I'm not gonna say no, but I definitely was not having good experiences those 3 times that I tried it. I just wasn't having a good experience. But that's not to say that it couldn't be a good experience. Now, fast forward, of course, I'm a sex coach now. So everything that I do sexually is, again, I've reinvented, I've reimagined, like, the way in which I view sex is different now. So the way in which I go about anal is also different now. I believe in preparation and lubrication and butt plugs and, you know, what do you have to do to make sure that you're ready to have a pleasurable anal experience? However, I have this recently was the first time I had butt sex after becoming a certified sex coach. In the last episode, when I talked about anal, I hadn't had it in years. Like, I had not done anal with a partner, shall I say. I have not done anal with a partner in some years. Now, have I masturbated with toys and did anal? Yes. Definitely fucked myself in the ass. Definitely did that. I have this thing that I call the Trinity, where I shove a dildo in my ass and then I use a squirrel and then I shove another penetrator like in my coochie and then I go to work. So I call that the Trinity because I'm being stimulated in 3 different ways at the same time. So I do that every now and then for like some razzle dazzle. It's not my go-to move, but every now and then I'm like, okay, ass, coochie, clit. Yeah, let's overstimulate all 3 at the exact same time and let's see what we get. It's normally a very, very great outer body experience. So, all right, back to anal. So, recently did anal and again, I kind of touched on this in the last episode, but I used coconut as my lubrication. So definitely used a lot of coconut oil. Y'all know how I feel about coconut oil, whether it be you sucking dick, you need something that's natural. Coconut oil, a lot of us typically in the Black community, of course, have coconut oil easily available. You can use coconut oil as a natural lubricant. So I use it as a natural lubricant. I use, like, literally my partner, he was like, we had talked about anal like that day. We had talked about anal that day. Now, I did not think we were going to have anal sex that night. I didn't think we were going to have butt sex because I did not anal train, guys. And if I had known we were going to have butt sex later that night, I probably would have, you know, used the butt plug earlier that day, or I would have pulled out like my anal toys and we would have like did some foreplay or something like that, like grab my anal beads. Like, I was not, and that is not to say that the next time I do it, because I definitely, we're going to do it again. We're definitely going to have butt sex again just because that's something that I want to do more of. I want to do more of it. But when this particular situation happened, again, we talking about it and he over here talking about some, yo ass be capping and we ain't did it. And I'm over here like, motherfucker, you sitting there acting like, first of all, you know how they tell you that anal sex is for guys that are on the smaller scale. They're like, you know, they're like average, below average. My current partner is not below average. So in all honesty, I was cool with dodging that smoke. Not gonna hold you. Cool with dodging that smoke because I'm like, oh my God, am I really finna put this dick in my ass? Like, that's wild. But I'm also not gonna tell him that. I'm just gonna be like, you know what? Nah, we could do it. Cause he asked me, he was like, we could do it. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. I ain't scared. I ain't no bitch. Except I'm over here like, oh my God, I have to prepare. But I did say that. I did say that. I'm like, well, yes, we can do it, but I have to prepare for it. And that's also not to say that that's not something that I didn't want to do, because I did want to do it. I just had some concerns. Had some concerns, obviously, for a very good reason. But this particular night when we did it, again, and this is crazy because I just knew that in my head before we did it, I was like, all right, not like immediately, like the day of before we did it, but like just we had this conversation a couple times, right? Leading up to when we did it, like just spared out sporadically type shit, spread out sporadically. So I knew eventually we would have anal sex. However, I also knew that I had told him, like, okay, we have to prepare for that because of your size. We have to prepare for that. I would have to use a butt plug and I would have to anal train. And I said that because, again, that's what I learned in my studies, guys. Like, I'm a certified sex coach. We had a whole anal module, right? So I know the anatomy behind anal sex. And that's why anal sex was not that scary to me, because I knew that when I did participate in it, I could have a pleasurable experience, because the more you know about something, the more you can do it in a way that fits you, right? That is pleasurable for you. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm in my head, I'm textbook. Like, all right. And it's crazy that it's like, bro, it's anal sex, but I'm over here like, all right, I'm going to have to grab this and I'm going to have to do this. All that shit went out the fucking window. And I just knew, I bring it up because I just knew that I was probably going to be high. I felt like, oh, we gonna get like high or something, and then I'm going to have anal sex because then I'll be able to relax. Like, if I'm in a relaxation state, I know, because, and that's, I will say this. It's been times like in the past, like with my ex, where I would have like popped ecstasy or something like that, or been off an edible, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, like we're having sex, but there's a moment in my brain where I'm like, I think I could take it in the asshole. Like, that would literally be the thought, like, should I tell him to put it in my ass? Like, how would he react? But I wouldn't do it, right? Didn't do it, wouldn't do it. Now, fast forward to my current partner, there's actually been like a moment or two where I've been really, really high, like when I've been off shrooms, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I might tell him to put it in my butt. But I didn't do it. I did not do it. Now, but I didn't do it because I'm like, oh no, I haven't anal trained. Now, for whatever the fuck reason, I was feeling myself this particular night, clearly, because on some sober shit, again, I thought I was gonna be high when we actually hit bus X. On some sober shit, he says, like, I don't even remember his exact words, but it was basically like him saying, like, long story short, like, is we finna fucking do this or whatever? And I'm like, don't. My response, I didn't use the words don't threaten me with a good time, but my response was very much giving don't threaten me with a good time, because what did I do? I pulls out the fucking coconut oil. I start sucking dick. Like, I'm two hand making sure that shit nice and glossy, back of my throat, like really sucking dick, because I'm trying to get it back hard, because we had already fucked. So this man was on probably like he had already nutted like twice at this point. And I'm like, at this point, I don't know why the fuck we even doing this, but whatever. Like, all right, cool. Like, we finna have some little butt sex. So sucking dick, all right, cool. Does that. Dick hard. Grabs the coconut oil. I make sure I rub that shit all in my asshole. So, all right, cool. Asshole is prepped. He's prepped. Again, I ain't did no real anal training. So I'm like, all right, cool. The least I need to do is make sure that motherfuckers is lubed up, like super, you know what I'm saying? So then I squats over him. And I'm like, he said something. I'm like, no, I got to go slow. Because, again, I'm not working with 4 inches here. When I masturbate, when I masturbate and I'm sticking my motherfucking toy in my ass, that shit is like this. It's like this. That's like, what, one? That's like 2.5, 3 inches. Like, that's not big. Like, this is what I be working with, right? That is, I'm finna put 2.5, 3 times bigger than that in my asshole? Willingly? Like, I'm a willing participant in this? Sober? So, yes, we gotta ease into this shit. We gotta ease into it, right? So, I squat over him, and I told y'all, like, in my bathroom, I got, like, a poop stool. Like, I have a bench that I keep in my bathroom, and that's why I poop really quickly. Like, I'm a quick shitter because I take my feet, and I put them on that fucking stool, and I be in that motherfucker knees to chest. So, I made sure that when I was squatting on his dick, I was knees to chest. So, cool. Does that. Gets over the head, which feels like 4 fucking inches within itself. But obviously, that's exaggeration. But that's what it feels like. But everybody that tells you, like, once you get past the head, everything else is kind of cool. If you have not had anal, or you afraid of anal, or you like, ooh, I'm telling you, it's really just the head. Once you get past that, it's like, it really is. Like, it really is. Especially if you are in the position that I just described. Because it's super important for you to have, like, your knees to your chest. Because the anatomy of your body is going to open up in a way that's going to make it more comfortable for you. So, does that, gets past the head. So now I sit all the way down on him. So I want to say it probably took like a good two minutes for me to sit all the way on the dick. Because again, you got to ease into it. Like, I really had to ease into it. Because before this, all of the sex was, I mean, shit, it's head and it's coochie. You know what I'm saying? Like, coochie was wet. Booty hole was like, look, you really finna put me in the game, coach? Like, because that's what it was. It's like, you asshole ain't got no play. And now it's like, all right, cool. It's the fourth quarter. Get in there. And it's like, wait, really? What the fuck? But my fourth quarter booty hole actually did a good job. I think it did a real good job. So, sits down, and once I got comfortable, I'm like, okay, cool. So now I start, like, ratting and grinding and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm really ratting. Like, it's in my butthole. And I'm so fucking silly because, again, like, these are my real thoughts in the moment. I'm like, oh my God, it's really in my butt. And I think because, again, I'm an experimentalist. I don't have to be intoxicated or high to kind of get the rush off doing something that I don't do. But again, this was a moment, even though I've tried anal before, this was different because even though I wasn't anal training, I was still prepared. I was prepared with the education, the knowledge, knowing about the anatomy when it comes to anal sex that made me like, no, I'm actually prepared, even if I'm not prepared. So that made it cool for me, right? Then once the dick was in my ass and I started ratting, and then I got his response, and he like, you ratting dick right now. Like, you got dick and ass. And I'm like, oh my God, I really do. I'm doing a good job. And y'all know how I feel about, like, that good girl shit. Like, because one thing about him, he gonna tell me I'm being a good girl, and I love that shit real bad. Like, that shit be having me in a fucking chokehold. So he does that. Then he leans up and, like, he kind of, like, hold me. So I'm, like, still on top, right? So he's, like, right here. And then he, like, hug me a little bit. And, like, I'm grinding. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is lit. And then he, like, leans over me a little bit. And then I was like, I said his, yeah, I was like, fuck me. And then, we was like changing positions, but because we were changing positions, when I said that, like his dick kind of like, you know, came out. And at that point, I'm like, damn, am I really finna put this motherfucker in my ass? It's one of them things where it's like, y'all know how like y'all be sitting on a dick, ladies. Obviously, I'm talking to the ladies now. Fellas, you guys just continue to listen. My camera just went off. My camera is off. I just glanced and I saw a black screen. Is it dead? What's the time on this one? Okay. Cool. So I'm over here like, yeah, the fact that it took me 2 minutes to put this dick inside of me to begin with. Then I get to a point where like, all right, cool, I'm comfortable, I'm riding. It's not like the coochie when it's like, all right, cool, it slipped out, you put it right back in. Like, no, no, I gotta redo that whole fucking initial process. Now, I'm kind of good on it. But, so yeah, like I was riding him. He, you know, like that was cool for me. That was like a really dope experience. Like I liked the hug. Like while I was like, for me, him telling me, like, yeah, you riding dick. And then, like, he hugged me. And I'm like, oh, like, this feels good to me. So, I know for sure I'm probably going to, like, put dick in ass again, like, real soon. I don't know when. But, again, once it came out when we switched positions, I was like, I'm going to go get a towel. That's exactly what the fuck I did. I would have got a fucking warm towel so I could wipe his dick off because, like, yeah, you getting coochie again. So, I think moving forward, one of the things that I want to do and continue to do in 2024 is have more anal sex. Definitely want to have more anal sex. And I think about just how, like, people view anal sex, right? Like, I remember a moment where even if a guy kind of like hinted at, or not even if a guy hinted at that, because I don't think I ever really was at a point where I was saying, like, I was judging guys for wanting to have anal sex. I was just like, I'm not doing that. It's crazy because I let somebody put their dick in my ass before I even sucked the dick. I was not sucking dick, y'all. Now I'm like, I'm very talented. I don't know why I was depriving the world of my dick sucking capabilities for so long, but I really did anal before I sucked the dick. I am wild. I'm just now thinking about that because I'm thinking about the timeline because I definitely tried anal and I was not sucking dick. I was not. Now, again, I tried it once and then I didn't do anal again either. So all I had was coochie. That's all I got for you. One sucking dick, wasn't doing anal. Y'all know I ain't never been titty fucked. That needs to be on my list too. I'm gonna try to knock that off soon. But I definitely think it's interesting how, like, you know, my thoughts on anal sex have evolved. Now, again, when I did try anal at 16, the only reason why I did it is because of the guy that I was with at the time, we couldn't have vaginal sex. So anal was like, all right, let's just try it. He's sucking in. I was like, ooh, no, take it out. And so when I say try, I really say that was an attempt. It really was an attempt. Like, I was like, no, we're not doing that. And again, we were doing it wrong. Like, it was just wrong. Like, there was spit is not lubrication, guys. It's not. Like, don't use baby oil. Like, just no. Like, you really do need lubrication. You need a real lubricant. Find a good lube. It's nothing wrong with spermicidal lube, guys. Like, find a lube. Find a good lube. I'll get you some coconut oil like I did. And, yeah, make sure you prepare yourself for that. And here's the thing. Don't just think that you only need lube for anal sex, because it's cool to use lube during regular vaginal penetrative sex, because the thing is, even as a woman, as wet as you can get in that moment, that doesn't mean that you can't experience tears. You can still experience tears depending on the size of your partner. Like, there's been times where I would experience like some kind of tearing or some kind of like discomfort from my partner because of his size. So it happens sometimes. Like, that's why foreplay is so important, because you want to have the pussy as wet as possible, like super, super wet. So when it comes to, you know, like foreplay, you want to have that 20 minutes, however long it takes for the pussy to reach its peak, damn near. Like, all right, cool, like this motherfucker wet, now let's get into it type shit. But sometimes, like, the pussy be like, nah, it's wet, it could get wetter, but it be wet. But then you could still experience like some, you know, some tearing and stuff like that, because it's a vagina. And yeah, so definitely don't sleep on lube, guys. Don't sleep on lube, especially when it comes to anal sex. So that's the difference between more recently versus my experiences in the past, because I was able to, this time was more pleasurable for me. So I'm actually excited to do it again, because I know that the next time I do it, it's going to be even better, because that was cool. Like, I was like, okay, this is nice. Like, I wanted to get to a point where I have an orgasm from that, because I've had a clitoral orgasm, I've had a vaginal orgasm. I have not experienced the anal orgasm even when I masturbate. So looking forward to unlocking that level. I look forward to unlocking a level of, I look forward to the non-penetrative orgasm. I look forward to experiencing that. Like, I'm sucking dick and I have an orgasm. I'm looking forward to that. There are different levels of orgasms that I'm looking forward to unlocking, because I think it's like a total of like, it's a couple different orgasms. Like, I want to say it's like 6 or 7. Types, maybe even 8. Like, it's a couple different types of orgasms. I'm looking forward to experiencing the different levels of that. But I think with that, it comes exploring different types of sex. So I can't just always, you know, experience oral and vaginal sex and then be like, all right, cool, like that's just where it ends. Like, no, I do want to experience other types of orgasms. So with that comes exploring, you know, anal sex more. That'd be dope for me to again experience an orgasm from like just giving head. I want to get to that point, and I know that would take tapping into my tantric energy and like using that. I love tantra sex, but that's a whole nother episode. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So I'm gonna leave off with that. This brings us to the holy affirmation of the day, the daily motivational. And I want you guys to unfuck the way you guys view sex. Right? I feel like a lot of us have a very fucked up mindset when it comes to sex. And we have a lot to unlearn. We have a lot to unlearn. There is a lot of stigma associated with sex, period. But especially with anal sex, because that is getting outside of what's considered normative, right? And when you talk about anal sex, a lot of people are like, oh, well, that's gay, or that's, you know, a nigga that want to stick dick in ass must be gay. If you a fuck a bitch in her ass, you'll fuck a nigga in your ass. No, that does not mean any of those things. It does not mean any of those things. And what you're doing is because you are afraid of exploring pleasure, you're trying to make other people feel some type of way about exploring pleasure. When it's like, fuck them. If you're not fucking them, you shouldn't care. You shouldn't care. It shouldn't matter any fucking way. So I challenge you guys to just, you know, as always, think about why you do the things that you do. You can have a very pleasurable experience if you just begin to expand how you view things. And that's what all things in life, not just sex. But, of course, this is provocative, so that's all we talk about anyways. We talk about sex, so. I really want you guys to be able to give yourself permission to experience pleasure in a way that is new for you. Because how else you gonna know what the best possible experience is unless you start experimenting, right? That's how you unlock new levels of, you know, pleasure and sexuality. So I challenge you guys to do that. I want you guys to think about the last time you participated in anal. If it was a long time ago, do that shit again. If it was recently, do that shit again. Just do it. Just have butt sex. There's nothing wrong with it, guys. I want you guys to really get out of those limiting beliefs when it comes to your pleasure, because we should give ourselves permission to experience pleasure in all of the different ways that make sense and that helps us with our journey, our own sexual journey, because you should be in control of your pleasure. Other people and their thoughts, their views on sexuality should not be in control of what you find pleasurable, as long as you are safe and as long as you are happy. So that's all I got for y'all on today's episode. As always, make sure you are leaving reviews. Share it with a friend, a freaky, kinky-ass friend. Don't share it with y'all approved friends. They ain't gonna like it. So, yeah, that's all I got for y'all. Until next time.
Before you go, I want to remind you to embrace your inner hoe. Thank you for tuning into Provocative, and don't forget to follow us on all streaming platforms. Happy hoeing.
P-R-H-O-E-V-O-C-A-T-I-V-E. Spelled with the word hoe, because deep down, we all got some hoe in us. And this is your safe space to be unapologetically provocative.
Oh, is my ground too masculine? No.
You put the nigga in missionary. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Because that shit is wild.